Orientation and training programs. Benefits of a new agent orientation program. 6-day sample orientation program with information on introductions, market overviews, legal and compliance, selling and negotiating, marketing and branding, and professional development. Components of a training program, items for trainers to know, and tips for effective trainings. Why orientation programs? An orientation program for new hires, whether employees or independent contractors, is essential to a successful brokerage, yet it is often overlooked. Throwing a new hire into a sink or swim environment is not an effective way of retaining recruits. It contributes to mistakes and inefficiency because employees do not know how to complete a task effectively. The benefits of having a new agent orientation program include: 1. Introduces new hires to the company's cultures and values. A brokerage's new hire orientation should provide new agents with an understanding of the firm's culture, values, and mission. New hires will feel a sense of belonging when they understand the company's goals and how they fit into them. 2. Clarifies the broker's expectations. An orientation program should inform new hires of their duties and responsibilities and how the broker expects them to perform in their new roles. Getting expectations out in the open from the beginning eliminates confusion. Brokers should also be transparent about what agents can expect from them. 3. Introduces new hires to the brokerage's policies and procedures. TREC requires brokers to create and maintain a policies and procedures manual outlining everything from advertising to trust accounts. Brokers should give new hires a new hire packet containing the policies and procedures manual. 4. Introduces new agents to the brokerage's technology and tools. One of the things an agent looks for when choosing a brokerage is its technology. An orientation program should familiarize new agents with the brokerage's software programs and introduce new hires to all systems, boosting their performance by allowing them to complete tasks efficiently. 5. Informs new agents of the allies they have at the brokerage, so they know they have a support system to turn to with questions or concerns. Just learning that there are people to turn to, brokers, transaction coordinators, mentors, coaches, and top producing agents, for questions or clarification inspires a feeling of safety. 6. Reduces employee turnover. Brokers may be able to recruit dozens of new agents quickly. However, agents will leave if they feel they have been thrown to the wolves once they get there. New hire orientation programs should make all new hires feel welcome and prepare them for the new role within the company. If agents and employees feel supported and prepared, they are more likely to succeed, which means they will stay with the brokerage long term. 7. Provides new agents with all the information they need to break down barriers to success. An effective orientation program introduces new hires to all the people, systems, and tools they need to succeed. It also motivates new agents to start working as soon as possible. There are really no downsides to an orientation program. Franchise brokerages realized long ago that thorough orientation programs only benefited agent production and retention. Many franchises offer templates for new hire orientations. Independent brokers can find information on new agent orientation and onboarding online. Sample orientation program. The following is a sample orientation program that spans 6 working days. Orientations can be longer or shorter and can include in-person training, training modules, and guest speakers. Brokers can divide the orientation into morning and afternoon sessions, breaking for lunch in between. Breaking it up into several days prevents new agents from being overwhelmed by too much information in too short a time. Experienced agents who have worked with other brokers will already have a good sense of how your brokerage operates. Still, it is always a good idea to introduce them to your specific systems and processes. Provide new agents with an orientation checklist they can follow so they do not miss any steps in the process. Include the orientation checklist in the new hire packet, along with the company org chart, list of contacts and support staff, training materials, mentorship program information, employee handbook, forms, etc. Explain to agents that the broker is there to help them when they need help. The brokerage provides services and tools for its agents, but the agents must take the initiative to grow their businesses. It is up to the agent to make their business successful with help and guidance from the brokerage. Day 1. Introduction to the brokerage. It's all about the brokerage. Day 1 of the orientation program is an excellent time to welcome new agents to the brokerage and to introduce its leadership, discuss the brokerage's history, and explain the company's values and mission. Questions for Day 1 morning session. Bullet. How long has the brokerage been in business? Bullet. Who is the leadership team? Bullet. What is it that makes the brokerage stand out from others? Bullet. What is the company culture? Who are you as a company? Bullet. What is the company's mission and values? How does it support its community? Bullet. What does the brokerage promise to its customers and clients? Bullet. What does the company expect from its agents? Bullet. What is the brokerage's value proposition? Bullet. Why should new agents be proud of joining the firm? Also, discuss basic office information, such as regular office hours when the brokerage is open to the public. When is office staff on site? When are agents typically in the office? Is there a phone number agents can call if they have issues after hours? Explain the brokerage's leadership and staff roles. Who can you go to for questions? Who is in charge of compliance? Who reviews files to ensure that they are complete? Who can agents turn to for coaching or mentoring? Can someone in the brokerage help them set goals and create a business plan? Are there any transaction coordinators agents can work with? Organizational and policy overview. After introductions and an overview of the brokerage's organizational structure and history, provide time for the new agents to introduce themselves. This could be a good time for an icebreaker exercise. For example, have agents partner up and ask each other questions. When time is up, have them introduce each other to the group. If just one agent joins the team that day, ask them questions to learn more about them. An excellent question that can tell you a lot about a person is, "What is your favorite movie?" Ask them what attracted them to real estate. Why do they want to be a real estate agent? What can they offer the brokerage? Introduce the company's policies and procedures. Hand out the policies and procedures manual to the new hires. Review the company's code of ethics and the broker's duties to the agent. What duties does the agent owe the broker? Does the broker allow intermediary? Other preliminary questions to address. Who keeps the training calendar and how can agents sign up for training classes and guest speakers? Does the brokerage offer education? Who schedules instructors and how can agents sign up for classes? Does the brokerage provide virtual learning and in-person courses or training? Who directs the mentorship program? When are they in the office? How can agents order name badges and business cards? Who should agents speak to about office supplies? Who can help set up agents' laptops on the network and to the printer? Brokerage technologies. Take a break for lunch and introduce the brokerage's technology and transaction tools. Agents should be very interested in this part, since they typically want to join firms with cutting-edge tech. Introduce the tech and tools agents will use most often. Demonstrate how it works and ask if there are any questions. Brokerages should have a CRM, transaction management software, e-signature software, and any software used for designing marketing materials. Many brokerages also have 3D cameras for virtual walkthroughs. Discuss the company website and show them how to navigate it. Now, it is time for a training session to familiarize them with the software. If they have never used any of the programs before, they will likely need more training in the future. Items to cover for Day 1 afternoon session. Bullet MLS. Bullet Agent Websites. Bullet Spam and Anti-Spam Policy. Bullet to Mobile Apps. Bullet eForms Management. Bullet to Company Website. Bullet Company Intranet. Bullet Passwords. Bullet Lead Generation Software. Bullet Market Statistics and Resources. Bullet CRM. Bullet Training Tutorials and Videos. Bullet Checking Out Cameras, Drones, and Other Equipment. Bullet in-house listings. Bullet public records resources. Agents should receive coaching sessions or guided instruction on how to build their websites. Discuss the brokerage's social media policy. Large franchise brokerages typically have a university that agents can visit that provides training on different topics. Wrapping up day one of the new agent orientation, thank the new hires for their time and open the floor for any of their questions. Encourage them to spend time in the office, learning the systems and shadowing their fellow agents to learn the ropes. Also, encourage them to attend team meetings and take phone time at the brokerage. Office systems outline. To get an idea of items and topics to cover on the first day of your sales agent orientation, look at the office systems outline shown below. The full version of the document is available to download in your resource drawer. Post day one orientation schedule. In the days following your initial introduction of the brokerage and its policies, there are a multitude of other important topics to cover with new sales agents, including the market, laws/regulations, the handling of transactions, marketing and branding, and professional development. A tabbed content container. Content can be text, graphic, or both. Select each tab to see what topics and items to cover for the rest of a sales agent's week one orientation. Training programs. Popular training programs. If you were to poll a group of newly licensed sales agents, asking, "What do you want or need from your sponsoring broker?" Overwhelmingly, the answer would be training. Why is training so vital for new agents? Training is essential because it helps shape agents' careers and informs future decision-making. Many agents will gravitate toward those brokerage firms known in the business for offering intensive training programs. Agents should present themselves as polished, professional individuals. The best way to achieve that polish is through continued training. Brokerages have a unique opportunity to offer their sponsored agents training programs to teach them the hard and soft skills they need to be successful. There are many ways to offer training programs. Brokerages can offer in-person training on-site, or brokerages with multiple branches can offer in-person courses at a central location. Some brokerages also offer training modules that agents can access from the company website. They may also have a YouTube channel with on-demand streaming courses. Popular training courses include 1. Technology. Technology is constantly changing, and agents need courses to help them stay ahead of the curve. Courses in using artificial intelligence, AI, to help generate and manage leads are popular, as are courses in creating digital marketing strategies. How can agents use mobile apps to touch base with clients and close deals? There are so many technology courses brokerages can offer, from the most basic to the cutting edge. 2. Photography and staging. Agents should be able to advise their clients on staging tactics that create flow and sell a property. They should also learn how to shoot flattering, professional-looking photographs and upload them to the MLS. 3. Negotiation tactics. One of the main reasons consumers seek the services of a real estate agent is for their negotiation skills. 4. Marketing. New agents need help determining their sphere of influence, SOI, and how to market to them. They also need help preparing a marketing plan and sticking to it. Training courses that address marketing fundamentals help new agents devise marketing strategies that work for them. Brokerages can also offer more advanced marketing courses for seasoned agents who want to learn more about new marketing techniques. 5. Time management training. Independent contractors create their own schedules, which can be very liberating. It can also be hard to manage time effectively. Brokerages can offer training on creating and working through tasks and how long each should take. Everyone could benefit from a time management class once in a while. 6. Communication skills. Communication skills are a must for successful agents. Training in face-to-face, email, texting, and social media communication helps agents understand how to communicate with clients, coworkers, and agents from other brokerages to master this key soft skill. 7. specialized training programs. Brokerages need agents who specialize in a specific niche. Courses on specializations like investment, property management, and luxury properties are popular with agents who want to focus on carving out a niche. 8. Professional development. Mentoring, coaching, and certifications help guide agents down the road to success and career growth. Consider how you want others to perceive you. Start with impact by fine-tuning the first 5 minutes of your opening. Switch from speaking to teaching or training by asking questions. Why ask a question? Because questions engage people and encourage reflective thinking. Questions also make people more co-accountable for learning. For example, use the parking lot approach. Put it on a post-it and get the signature of the questioner. It is now parked. The trainee knows that you will come back with the answer. Remember that change is good. It is easy to get into a rut with your training style. Choose your gut carefully because you may be in it for the next 20 years, or as long as you teach if you refuse to change. Sometimes you may encounter aggressive or negative personalities during your training sessions. Do not give attention to those who do not contribute positively. Never say, "This is my first training class," or "I have never trained before." No matter what you do, half of the class is ready to bail out on you. They believe they are already smarter than you. Tips for effective trainings. Establish an emotional rhythm by doing the following: move around the room. If you sit in one spot for the entire session, you will not connect with the material or the trainees. Do not read word for word. People can do this on their own. Discuss the material you have prepared. Only refer to the material to indicate the page numbers relevant to your discussion. Alternate your speaking voice. Voice levels should change to various levels. Monotone speech puts people to sleep. Take regular and timely breaks. Too many breaks make you less credible. It will appear as though you have run out of material, etc.